Welcome and hello everyone. My name is Gordon Feener and I'm an attorney located in Boston, Massachusetts. This informational segment is to introduce you to the basic claims procedure you may encounter in the event that you file a claim under your Massachusetts homeowner insurance policy. During the course of this segment, I'd like to focus on three primary areas. First, a brief summary of the standard Massachusetts homeowner insurance policy. Secondly, various steps you can take if you suffer damage. Third, introduction to the reference procedure along with... Welcome and hello everyone. My name is Gordon Feener and I am an attorney located in Boston, Massachusetts. This informational segment is to introduce you to the basic claims procedure you may encounter in the event you file a claim under your Massachusetts homeowner insurance policy. During the course of this segment, I would like to focus on three primary areas. First, a brief summary of the standard Massachusetts homeowner insurance policy. Second, various steps you can take if you suffer from damage. Third, introduction to the reference procedure along with an introduction to the examination under oath requirement. Before I begin on the policy and claim procedure, I'd like to briefly summarize my background. I have been in business as an attorney for more than 28 years, providing legal services with a concentration in homeowner and property-related claims. Prior to starting this office, I worked for approximately 20 years in the insurance industry. I will begin now with a brief introduction to the standard homeowner insurance policy. As a general matter, the standard Massachusetts homeowner 3 insurance policy provides insurance coverage on owner-occupied dwellings. In general terms, coverage under the Homeowner 3 policy is typically provided for all risk of sudden and fortuitous physical loss, unless otherwise excluded or limited. If you have not done so already, I would invite you to listen to my segment, which provides an overview of the standard Massachusetts homeowner insurance policy. In the event that you suffer sudden and unexpected damages to your home or dwelling, you should notify the insurance company once it is safe to do so. Generally, the name, address, and telephone number of your insurance company will be listed on the declaration page of your policy. Generally, if there is an insurance agency involved with your policy, their contact information may also be listed on that same declaration page. When you notify the insurance company of the damage or the event that occurred, they will typically provide you with a claim number. If you have notified the insurance company of your damage through notifying your insurance agent, you should insist that they, the insurance agent, provide you with the claim number in the event that you need to follow up directly with the insurance company later. The following information is intended to be a guide, not legal advice, and not as an absolute list or checklist of what you must do. The first event that I will cover is a situation where you, the homeowner, suffer windstorm damage to your home. If you suffer windstorm damage to your home, you as a homeowner should take immediate steps to prevent further damage. You should keep a record and track of any expenditures for repairs that were made to prevent further damage, as generally the homeowner 3 insurance policy will provide coverage for reasonable emergency repairs. Whenever possible, you should take a photograph of the damage prior to any emergency repair being made. Whenever possible, any emergency repair should be done by a qualified and properly licensed individual or company. You should also consider taking at least one or two photographs of the emergency repairs that are being done in order to properly document for the insurance company the extent of the emergency repair. Once any emergency repair has been done, you, the homeowner, should then consider obtaining multiple estimates for a permanent repair by a qualified and properly licensed individual or company in order to submit this repair estimate to the insurance company as part of your claim. As part of the claims procedure, the insurance company will assign an adjuster or claims representative, or both, to handle the claim. On some occasions, the insurance company will send an employee of the company to view the damage and prepare an estimate or scope of damage. Many times, however, the insurance company will enlist the services of an independent insurance adjuster to view the damage and also to prepare an estimate of the damages. Regardless of whether the person is an insurance company employee or an independent insurance adjuster, always ask for identification along with a business card so you know whether you're dealing with the insurance company or an independent company working for the insurance company. If the individual that is inspecting the damage and preparing an estimate is an independent insurance adjuster, they generally do not have the authority to settle the claim without the approval of the insurance company itself. You should keep careful notes as to when the individual or adjuster inspecting the damage arrives, what time the person left, and what they did during the inspection. This information may become important in the event that there is a dispute concerning the insurance claim or its evaluation. Once there has been an evaluation of the damage, the insurance company may make payment without further steps being taken. Depending upon the amount of the damage, the insurance company may request that the homeowner sign a sworn statement and proof of loss form. The sworn statement and proof of loss form is basically a document signed under the penalty of perjury, confirming the origin of the loss and the amount involved. I would invite you at this time to listen to our segment concerning the sworn statement and proof of loss if you have not done so already. Depending upon the circumstances surrounding the damage, the insurance company may also ask for you, the homeowner, to appear for an examination under oath. The examination under oath is a procedure that is provided for under the Massachusetts Homeowner Insurance Policy. If you are not familiar with the examination under oath process, I would again invite you to listen to our segment on that topic. If, as a result of the inspection by the insurance company, you and the insurance company cannot agree on the amount of damage, you as the homeowner have certain rights and obligations under the insurance policy. If you have not listened to our segment on the obligation of a homeowner under the insurance policy, I would also invite you to listen to that segment. One of the rights and obligations is the right to a reference hearing. The reference procedure is provided for by the homeowner insurance policy, and it is also provided for under Massachusetts General Law, Chapter 99, Section 175, and subsequent sections. If you suffer a loss and are having difficulty with your insurance company, or if you have been asked to appear for an examination under oath, or if you are considering a hearing pursuant to the reference or process, feel free to contact the office of Feener and Worley. If you will seek further information on the reference hearing, please feel free to listen to our segment on that topic, which provides an overview of the reference proceeding. For additional information, you may wish to visit our website at www.homeownerclaims.com. In conclusion, I'd like to thank you for listening to this informational segment and remind you that this segment can be considered to be advertising under the ethical rules. Any selection of an attorney should be a careful and thoughtful decision. Again, thank you for listening to this segment and have a good day.